Though the YMCA and city officials say this is a concept, not a formal proposal, there's already a bird's-eye view of the site and a price tag. YMCA CEO Chad Zoucha says the organization will need to raise $20 million to build a large new building and parking lot with possibly 170 to 300 parking spaces on the current green space at Toohey Park next to Toohey Pool and Playground. And though this isn't a city project, Councilmember Jeff Robinson asked Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour,
"Do you support this project?"
"As I look at the plan, I think it's the best location."
Two neighborhoods near Toohey Park say they oppose the privatization. Beth Messner is with the Riverside Normal City Neighborhood Association.
"For the residents of Muncie, who will be required to pay a fee for use of public land that should be available to them without fee, given that it's supported by their hard-earned tax dollars."
Because of COVID restrictions, residents were asked to email in statements. More than 100 did. Robinson says 105 were opposed to the use of Toohey Park, and 3 supported it. During the live public comment period, Jayma Clark says she exercises and teaches at the Y because it's downtown now.
"Being a member of the YMCA has played an integral part of the person I have grown into in these last several years. I work downtown. If I had not had access to the YMCA downtown, I would not be a part of this organization."
Andy Shears, who grew up in Muncie and owns the Muncie Map Co., says he's found 6 alternate sites for the Y's move, and he added,
"When I was growing up, we couldn't afford a membership. There wasn't anything offered to us for it. We couldn't afford one."
The Muncie Parks Board already approved the proposal in October, but there is no current proposal up for a vote by the Muncie City Council. At the end of the committee meeting, Robinson didn't call for committee member opinions, but...
"But I'll tell you, I listen to my constituents, and this is in my district. It's clear that people are very passionate about this park space. I would urge the YMCA to continue to investigate other, more suitable options, something that the community can be in favor of."
In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.